Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It may be the closing of Black History Month, but there are still good movies opening this weekend. So this week, I'm looking at two new American movies about three-generation families. There's an Army vet with PTSD whose grandpa has dementia, and an artist with a young son whose dad is addicted to crack. My Dead Friend Zoe, co-written and directed by Kyle Houseman Stokes. Merritt, played by Sonequa Martin Green, is a U.S. Army vet who lives in Portland, Oregon. She was a lightweight vehicle mechanic in Afghanistan, but hasn't done much since she was discharged. The fact is, like many vets, she is depressed and suffers from PTSD. That's why she goes to a military support group, especially for people like her. And she always brings her best friend and fellow vet, Zoe, played by Natalie Morales, with her. Zoe's the only one who could understand what she's been going through. But to the group leader, Dr. Cole, played by Morgan Freeman, that's not enough. He wants her to tell them all what's the matter. You see, Zoe is dead, and Merritt's the only one who can see her. And unless she shares with the group, Dr. Cole won't sign the form that might be keeping her out of jail. Then she gets a long-distance call from her mom, played by Gloria Rubin. Merritt's grandpa, played by Ed Harris, has lived alone in a beautiful lakeside home outside of Portland since Merritt's grandma died. He was spotted wandering on a country road near his house the other day. For Merritt's mom, this means he has dementia and so, for his own good, must be locked up in a nursing home. But Grandpa is as stubborn as Merritt. They're both war vets. He's the one who inspired her to sign up in the first place. And they carry similar mental scars. Will Grandpa agree to leave his home? Can Merritt ever admit her terrible secret? And why is Zoe still around? My Friend Zoe is a gentle comedy drama about the very serious effects war has on American soldiers and the multi-generational trauma it brings to a mixed-race family. Like most war movies, it never mentions the people they kill on the other side, but that's a different film. The movie is divided among flashbacks to Merritt and Zoe in Afghanistan, Merritt and now dead Zoe in the present day, and the time she spends with her grandfather. Part weeper, part comedy, plus a tiny bit of romance. It has big time stars like Ed Harris and Morgan Freeman, but not all that much happens. It's not bad. I like Sonequa Martin Green and Natalie Morales' Merritt and Zoe, and the relationship is the most interesting part of the movie, or part of the story, but as a whole, the film seems to be missing its drive.
For anybody else, they don't know what we
Exhibiting mean. Forgiveness, written and directed by Titus Kaphar. Terrell, played by Andre Holland, is an artist who lives with his nuclear family in a pretty American suburb. His wife Aisha, played by Andra Day, also an artist, is a singer-songwriter, and they both adore their three-year-old son. Terrell paints realistic aspects of his personal history inspired by his own memories and snapshots. They're painted on enormous, larger-than-life canvases mounted on the towering walls of their studio. His last show was a smashing success, and his agent is pressing him for another lucrative show ASAP. But the images in his paintings are not bucolic. They recall past traumas that Terrell lived through but has yet to deal with. He frequently wakes up in bed screaming from night terrors, also frightening his wife and young son. Meanwhile, in a bad part of town, Laurent, played by John Earl Jelks, a homeless addict with a long gray beard, struggles to make it through each day. He ekes out his meager existence collecting spare change for shining hubcaps and washing cars outside a Skid Row liquor store. But when he ends up in hospital, near dead after a severe beating by a stick-up crook, he decides it's time to go clean. His brother offers him temporary shelter and sends him to rehab. His estranged wife, Joyce, played by Ingenue Ellis Taylor, forgives him once again in hopes of future familial reconciliation. But what does homeless Laurent have to do with successful artist Terrell? Well, he's his father, and bad blood flows between them. He taught his son that as a black man, no one will care about him, no one will help him, and unless he gets tough and works extra hard, he'll never survive and no one will even care. But to Terrell, the abuse visited upon him by his father was mean, self-serving, and sadistic, exploiting his son's labor to pay for his crack habit. And now Laurent shows up at his door again. What is it he wants now? Can father and son talk honestly? Has Laurent's nature's change? Can Terrell forgive him? And can this extended family be saved? Exhibiting Forgiveness is a multi-general look at the hidden fissures and cruelty of masculinity unintentionally visited by fathers upon their sons. It's rich and moving in its portrayals. The story is told both as a drama and as an artist's representation of current and past events. We see Terrell paint three youths. One of them is younger self, played by Ian Foreman. He later erases two of them by obliterating their images with whitewash on the canvas. And another, he cuts his teenage self out of a painting with an X-Acto knife, later draping the missing image on a chair. So I'm watching this movie with the striking canvases in the painting. This is not that anonymous crap art made up for a movie you sometimes see. This is the real stuff. But when Terrell violates the art by splashing white paint or cutting it up, I was a bit disturbed, thinking, okay, the director's making a point, but he's also destroying another artist's work. So after I watched the movie, I looked him up. The director is an artist. The paintings are his. And cutting up and altering his own canvases is an integral part of his work. He's primarily an artist, and this is his first film. So watching the movie, I like the passion and the acting and the emotional and physical violence in the characters they portrayed. But once I connected it with Titus Kaphar's physical art, it suddenly becomes something much bigger than the sum of its parts. Exhibiting Forgiveness is an impressive first feature. My Dead Friend Zoe and Exhibiting Forgiveness both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber the Woozy, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.